Blog Talk Radio.
It is time now for visionary people to arise and to manifest your vision. Be enlightened, encouraged, and empowered with Manifested Vision. And your host, the Chief Visionary herself, Natasha Davis Bowen. And now let us listen and learn from the Chief Visionary herself, Natasha Davis Bowen.
Well, greetings, everybody. Hello, hello, how are you? Happy July 8th, 2010. This is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis Bowen, and we are right here on Manifested Vision, where it's all about casting vision, breaking cycles of unproductivity, and striving for absolute success. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness, it's been a week. I miss you guys already. You know that I thank you so much for your support. I thank you for making Manifested Vision one of the fastest growing talk shows right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to tell you, if you had not been following the instructions of God, this would not be happening. So you know I got to give honor to my God and my Savior for choosing me for this assignment, because I want to tell you, without him, I really couldn't do it. I really could not do it at all. So listen, thanks for sharing some of your Thursday with me. I sure do appreciate you guys. How is everything going? Listen, it is so hot out here. I want to tell you, it's like an easy 105 degrees here in Atlanta. It is thick, okay? It is truly thick. So you guys know what happens when something goes on. I have to go find out why it's happening. So I went and found out why it is so hot. Like, it's not only hot here in Atlanta, but across the board it's hot in Georgia, in New York. And I hear that New York is, like, blazing at, like, 100 degrees, and they're scared that electricity is going to get shut down. And they started saying that on the news with us, too. But you know what? We're not even going to claim that right now, because, you know, everybody needs the light, because we need the AC, seriously. So I went and found out when and where was the hottest place ever on Earth. And I found out that in 1922, the hottest place on Earth was El Zizia in Libya. It was over 135 degrees on one day. Could you guys imagine? OMG. What is that? That's hot. That's the type of stuff that makes you remember not to sin so you don't go to hell because it's that hot, right? I'm telling you, that's crazy. So the reason why we have these hot times and things like that, because in our hemisphere, usually our longest day is going to be in June, right? Because that's when summer kicks in. And that's when we're all excited because our days are longer and all that good stuff, right? But little did we know that there's a reason for that day becoming a little bit longer. In the mountains and so forth, the June solstice and so forth, you know, when we have the sunlight just extends out and all that great stuff when we switch over into summer, we're over in the mountaintops in June. You know, the ice and the snow, it's still pretty much on the ground on some of the mountains. So when the sun comes in and it's trying to melt and, you know, all that dissipation and this everything that goes on as ice is melting, the time now, it switches, but it's not as hot. You know, the sun is hitting and everything's going on, but the time's not as hot. By the time July and August come around, everything has been melted. The waters are very warm. The mountaintops don't have as much snow and everything like that. And therefore, with everything that goes on, we then have the hottest weather comes in either July or in August. That is exactly why we have the hottest times on the earth around July and August. And I tell you, it is no different in New York. Sometimes when, you know, you guys know I grew up in New York, but in New York when we had July and August, I mean, it was thick. You had like 25 fans blowing in the house because it was that hot. I promise you, it's crazy. So you guys know I had to go find out why in the world is it so hot. So, of course, I'm just sharing the wisdom with you. That's all, just sharing that with you. All right, so listen, July 20th is voting time. It's voting time, July 20th. So you should be heading out to see who's your rep and who you should be looking for, who your state rep is, and who do you like. You know, I'm not going to – I don't do politics on the show. That's just my choice. So you figure out who you want to vote for, figure out who's doing what you find to be best for you and for your family and for your county and all that other stuff. You find that out. That's our July primaries. You should be voting. So head out, select who the best candidate is, and make it happen. July 20th, put it on your calendars, make it a priority. Have something. If you have something to say, you should be saying it. And the way you're going to say it is that you're going to vote. Okay? So there's no playing around. You got to do your primary elections July 20th. So I got some great information about an event that is happening here in Georgia, and I thought it was the most precious thing in the world, so I had to share. I just had to share it. There's this organization that has been doing this event for over, I want to say, wow, over 10 years or so. And what they've been doing is they have been coordinating an event called, it's pretty much a 343-hour event. It's called the world's longest concert of ever. And their primary focus is to raise monies and book bags and all that other stuff and needs for children that need to go back to school. And the name of the organization is Children's Restoration Network. You can go to childrn.org to find out more. And I really implore you, those that are in Atlanta, those that know people in Atlanta and that may not know about this event, you should definitely check it out and go see what's going on. I think it's the greatest thing that a whole organization can come together and do. It's called the World's Longest Concert .com. You can also just log on to childrn.org, and you'll see everything that they're doing. I think it's fabulous. I really do. It's just so precious that you have people that truly care about what the children need. And a lot of times there are some kids out there that have a lot of needs and the parents can't meet the needs, right? So log on to it. Even if you're not in Atlanta, log on to it so you're aware of it. They might be able to use your services anyway, whether it's just sowing seeds of your time, you know, making phone calls or stuffing envelopes. You don't know. So whatever it is, see what you can do. Sow a seed, all right? Sow a great seed. So, my goodness, what do we have going on Manifested Vision tonight? Oh, it's an awesome show. It is an awesome, awesome show. Tonight we are going to talk to two powerful women with a mission. They are truly on a mission, and they're doing some fabulous things in their own unique way, and they're impacting lives, they're touching lives, and they are coming from the heart. They had a vision, and they saw it, and they went after it, and they're doing it wholeheartedly, free of personal agenda. And I want to tell you, if you just see these young women here, you don't even realize how powerful they are and how awesome they are. They just like your everyday average person, but they have a passion and a mission that they are determined to seek after. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with our awesome guests. So you know what you should be doing. You should be calling someone, you should be sending them a tweet, you should be hitting them up by email or sending them a text. Don't do it while you're driving, especially if you're in Georgia, you'll get a $150 fine, so don't do it while you're driving. But send out the message, send the word, and tell them to log on to Manifested Vision. You can also just give us a call, 646-478-3471. You'll press the number one if you have something to say to either myself or to one of our beautiful guests tonight, okay? Also, we're in the chat room hanging out, so hang out with us in the chat room. Send us a couple messages. You talk to me, I'll talk to you. It'll be great, all right? So listen, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to our women with a mission. Stay tuned with us. We'll be right back. Get ready, get ready, get ready. All business owners, you should be ready for August 27, 2010. Coming out to Norcross, Georgia is the Entrepreneurs Unite Conference. This is a day that has been set aside exclusively for business owners like you. You want to know more about search engine optimization, more about social media, more about branding, learning how to grow your business? August 27th should be on your calendar. You will be in Norcross, Georgia for the Entrepreneurs Unite Conference, where you will unite, learn, and grow all in one place. Come and regenerate and reinvent your business. Check us out. For more details, www.visionarypeoplearise.com. That is Visionary People, A-R-I-S as in Sam, E.com. Space is limited. Group rates are available. Your conference costs will include meals, your workbook, your t-shirt, and powerful networking. We'll see you on August 27th, 2010 at the Entrepreneurs Unite Conference.
Yes.
Feeling good, feeling great.
Finally here. But I only made it because of my faith in the Father. So let me share with y'all. Listen, come on. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. But by my faith, I'm standing right here. Listen,
said I was born and raised up in the church house. Monday to Sunday, just trying to figure out who is the Jesus that Monty's talking about. She said that he can work it out. So why does she still cry and shout? Age 5, I had my doubts. Until I met her one day through the love of music. Plant a seed in my heart and said, son, we'll do this. So I'm going to do it, yes, to the fullest. And be a witness so your soul can feel this. This is all about faith. I'm listening to the loud singing. I'm making 50 a week, brand new ones on my feet. Not to mention that my love for Christ is at its peak. Until my mom got cancer, the doctor said that they didn't have the answer. Where's my healer? She passed away, cause I prayed. I'm the one that took her pain away. But I'll be there for you, because of what I've been through. Just throw your hands in the air and sing this melody. See, I made. Ooh.
I made. Everybody just clap your hands.
Mr. Corey Bowie, that is I Made It. That was pretty hot. You guys like that? That's a good song. That's Mr. Corey Bowie. You should be looking him up, getting his music. It's pretty good. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Natasha Davis Bowen, your chief visionary, right here on Manifested Vision. July 8th is the place to be right here now because we have the two most powerful women that we can talk to this week. They are on a mission, and they have truly taken their success by force. You guys know that makes me so excited. Well, one of our guests tonight is going to be Miss Sandra Carter. This is the math lady. I want to tell you, she has such a humble spirit, but she is a lioness. You hear me? She's going after her success. She's taking it by force. She's doing what she's been called to do, and she is humbly proud of her endeavors. The math lady reached out in 1990 and said, I'm going to do some things. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get my degree, but I'm going to continue to operate and do some things. And she worked with a few Fortune 500 telecommunication companies in IT and continued to operate in her passion, which is math. After finding that she had a fear with math, she kind of conquered that fear, took that thing down, and then developed this deep passion for it. She has truly been blessing so many children and so many people and parents too, because she's helping children to really understand math is nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid. Miss Sandra Carter, the math lady, should be hanging out with us tonight. We're also going to be hanging out with the lady with the buzz on the industry. This is Lutonia Lang. And she is the industry buzz lady. Buzz is with three Z's. You better act like you know it, okay? Our Chicago native, this powerful woman is not only a businesswoman, she's a media personality, a speaker. She is a fashion designer. She is truly she's a mom, a loving mom. She's all about doing what she's been called to do. She is a woman of God, and she is not afraid of it either. So if you guys can just come on and welcome our family. We have Sandra Carter and Miss Lutonia Lang. How are you, ladies?
Hey, what's going on, family?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? I am so happy to have you guys on, and I want to share with you that we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have everybody on one big open forum here, and we're going to dialogue, and we're going to learn about each other and grow from each other and empower our family that's out there. And so, Sandra Carter, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Natasha?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for sharing some of your Thursday with me. I do appreciate you. I really do. And I appreciate you for stepping out and doing your assignment as instructed by God, because I want to tell you, there's so many people afraid of math, including myself. And when Sandra said to me, math is fun, I looked at her, I was like, somebody give me a bucket, because I'm about to upchuck. I was like, math is not fun. She goes, you just haven't learned how to embrace it yet. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. But Sandra, what made you just love, first of all, just introduce yourself to the Manifested Vision family and tell them, you know, give them a little bit about you.
Hello, family. My name is Sandra Carter. My clients call me the Math Lady. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I've been in Atlanta for the past 13 years.
Wow.
And to be quite honest with you, I hated math when I was a youngster, and I hated it until I got to the 11th grade.
Uh-huh.
And my Algebra 2 teacher, Mr. Frank, just turned my whole attitude around. He made it fun and entertaining for me.
Wow. Wow. That is interesting.
It's a matter of having the right teacher to turn the light bulb on for you.
Just really stepping out and saying, you know what, math is fun. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
It is. Believe me, it's fun. It's all how you approach it.
I'm going to learn to embrace it, as you said. Miss Latonya Lang.
Yes,
Lang,
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm like, uh-oh, where'd you go?
I'm here. I didn't want to interrupt. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And hey, Sandra, how you doing?
It's fine. How are you, Latonya?
I'm blessed and loved and highly favored because I'm around some remarkable women, and I'm excited about being here today.
That's it. Oh, I got goosebumps. Thank you.
No problem. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, listen, I thank you so much for sharing some of your Thursday with me, and I want to tell you guys that Latonya is really doing us a great, great advantage by coming on because she has her own talk show, and she took time away from that to come and hang out with us, and she's actually coming on immediately after Manifested Vision, so I encourage you guys to be able to tap into that, and she'll be telling us a little bit about that show as well. But
thanks.
Latonya, tell the family a little bit about you so we know who we're hanging out with.
Well, I'm just a little old girl that loves God, and I love God's people, and I'm a mother as well, and I see the legacy in my son, so I just wanted to be able to give him something to look up to and let them know that you don't have to worry about you, your foreign no more, because God will take care of it. But when you reach out to other people, God admires that because it's all about his heartbeat. So that's what I'm about. I'm about God's heartbeat, and God has allowed me to be able to expand in the companies that I own, and I'm excited about being able to talk about it and inspire other people to do the same. Launch out into the deep. I assure you, when you launch out, God will take good care of you.
That's it. I love it. I love it. I love the both of you guys' spirit because not only do you just have this wonderful spirit about you, but you're also very humbly proud. And I call it being humbly proud because, you know, being prideful is a no-no in the body of Christ, but being humbly proud is also remembering I'm proud of what God has pushed me to do. And I thank you guys for that. I'm so happy and so blessed to have met the both of you. Well, I'm going to start with Latonya only because I know that she has her show to do, and then we'll just kind of jump back and forth. But let's start touching base with you. Now, out of Chicago came Latonya Lang, and then you was minding your own business, and God prompted you to go do some stuff. And take us down your journey of truly who you are and what you do. Like, what is it that you do out there in Chicago?
Well, out here in Chicago, I have 5 companies. One of the main companies is JCMG Marketing Promotions, Inc., and God has allowed me to be able to expand his kingdom through that company by helping people restore their business if they're corporate or a small business. He has allowed me to be able to use my gifts and talents. Now, the business started because I began to make myself available to God. Nothing that I have done none of the degrees that I have sets me apart from, you know, anybody else. You know, I'm just a person that loves God, and I know the purpose that God has given me. And when I was in church one day, I had lost everything. Remember, I said everything that I gained on my own, the house, the car, the job. I lost all of that only because I was disobedient to God. And when you're disobedient to God, he'll only let you get so far. And then he'll be like, hold on now. I told you that I gave you these abilities. I gave you these talents. And you're going to use them for my glory. And when I started to get out there, and my parents are pastors, and they would ask me to do something, and I would say no to everything that they asked me to do. And then I was like, okay. One day I was sitting, and I was laying before the Lord, and I was wondering why I was going through so much and while I was losing things and things like that. And remember, when you say I, God going to show you who he is.
That's right.
And I began to do that and losing stuff, and I'm wondering, okay, God, I'm fast, I'm praying. What is it I did? Well, he said, when you tell them no, you're telling me no. So I had to get my relationship with God correct. Because when God speaks through your parents, through your pastors, or through leadership, and you don't listen to his voice because you're having a problem with being able to separate the two, then that's when you have a problem. And so I began to separate the two, and my pastor, you know, began to ask me to do things, and I said, I'll do it, Pastor, I'll do it. And everything that I found my hands to do, that's how JCMG Marketing was formed. That's how Industry Buzz was formed. That's how LML Designs and all the other companies God has allowed me to form has come about because I made myself available to God, and I learned how to separate and distinguish, you know, my parents from my pastor. So God has been able to restore me and renew me, and I'm excited about where he's taking me because I'm making myself available to him.
That's precious. And, you know, it's not until you make yourself available that God really can reach into you and just touch bases with you. I mean, Sandra, have you had that experience at any point, or has it been more like, well, I was too scared anyway to step outside of his will, so I've been on a straight arrow. I'm too scared to mess around.
This has been an actual journey for me to step out of my comfort zone, to do things I probably would not have done in order to enlarge my territory and impact the lives of young people. I was tutoring basically on a one-on-one basis, but now we're stepping out and doing math workshops to impact young people on a broader basis and enlarge our territory.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you initially started, you are an IT, you have an IT degree.
I have two IT degrees.
So
in computer science and a minor in math.
Now you tell me, please show me, Lutonya and everybody else, how in the world you ended up out of IT into the math lady? Like, what in the world happened?
I never really left IT. I contract. So when the contracts end, they begin. You just continue your IT path. But I've always loved math. And as you mentioned earlier, I started tutoring voluntarily about 20 years ago. I started a tutoring program at my church, Star Bethlehem in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I grew up. And I moved to Atlanta. To make the story a little shorter, I started the math tutoring program, a math company called Math One-on-One LLC back in 2003.
Right.
And as I mentioned, we're going to enlarge our territory by offering two programs this fall, a fun interactive math workshop for youth, 4th through 10th grade, and an SAT math boot camp. And these events are going to take place September 18th and October 16th on Saturday, respectively, in Snellville at the Centerville Community Center.
Wonderful. Now, so you, I know you've had the love of math and so forth, and you tutored. Some people, they don't mind, you know, sowing their seeds of time and knowledge, and they say, I was just going to tutor you. But what made you start Math One-on-One? What made you say, I can go beyond this and go a little bit more and really impact greater lives? What was it that was in your spirit that made you say, I'm going to start Math One-on-One?
I noticed that there were people who were still having trouble with math. I noticed there's a pattern that a lot of young people have problems in the same areas, such as decimals and fractions. And it's an ongoing problem. I tutored voluntarily in Louisiana, in Texas, and in Georgia. And it seems like an ongoing problem, so something needed to be done to address it.
So you went on and said, I'm gonna step up to the plate, and I'm going to reach out and go a little bit broader. That's great. I love that. I love that very much.
And it was manifest by me being able to write a book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, because that way my students have a written record of our lessons, because over time they do forget. That way they'd always be able to carry me with them.
That's it. Oh, that's precious. Oh, Lutonya, she's going to make me tear up. You got to take over the show. That is phenomenal. I love it. So Lutonya, you're over there in Chicago.
Yes.
You got you're just busy as a bee, busy as a bee. Your business, you have the actual, I guess, the parent company, JCMG.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we went on from JCMG, God spoke in your spirit, and you started an online magazine that is doing more than just the average magazine. You're doing some powerful things over there on the industry buzz. And please be advised that it is 3 Z's because this is an extraordinary woman. You guys better understand what's going on. It is buzzwith3Z's.com, industry buzz. Tell us what's going on with the online magazine because this is not the average bear now.
Well, before I go there, I definitely want to applaud the work that she's doing. You know, with the young people and everything that she's doing, that is remarkable. Anytime that she can go back into our community, you know, because that's what industry buzz is about, provoking change, bringing integrity back to something, you know, that we feel that has lost integrity in some places. And anytime that you're able to sow a seed, it's a blessing to see it flourish and to see it grow. So I'm excited about what you're doing over there as well, Zandra, because that's really a blessing. And Industry Buzz is all about doing that, you know. It started off with the blog, and then it was created in my mentor's home, Dion Williams. I was in her home, and I had reached out to a lot of people, you know, about it. And one person that I reached out to, Wanda Adams from Glow Magazine and Marketing Ministry, and she stuck with me through the whole process as well. And, you know, it's just been an amazing journey. We have TV, we have radio, we have the online media network where people can set up a profile, and if they have a vision and they don't have the money, you can set up a profile. You can disseminate your information on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and some other sites as well that's affiliated with us, and even throughout your email. So it really has been able to just go across borders. We have people on there from all over the world of a like mind, because just like you, Natasha, you know, all of us, you're on there as well, and I appreciate you supporting us, and, you know, just people who all believe in bringing integrity and continuing the legacy of inspirational media, the ones that have come before us, and that's what it's all about, you know. So many times we talk to our young people and we talk at them, and we don't show them, you know, to continue something. We don't show them the power that they have. If you don't turn it on, it won't come on again. You know, so we just really showing our young people how they can take hold of their destiny, how they can take hold of media and change the face of it just through, you know, turning it off or don't read it or, you know, or sending in a letter, you know, or creating things of your own self, you know, that will inspire and provoke change in it in other people. So that's what www.industrybuzz3z.com is all about, is igniting that passion in you and the people that have excuses. It gives them no excuses to be able to expand their vision.
That is precious. And the industry buzz, and I love what you say, bringing integrity back to media. Tell me, how did you come up, now when you came up with the catchphrase of, you know, you're bringing integrity back to media, what was it? Because, you know, just like with visionary people, it was something that was in my spirit or something that I experienced that made me fall into, like with visionary people, it's, you know, folk, you know, we're all about being productive, be progressive, be successful. And I love what you say. What was in your spirit? What came across you? What made you shift and say, you know what, we have to bring integrity back to media? Tell me what happened.
Well,
do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I'm not a TV person. And I've never been a TV person where I can sit all day and watch TV. And I'm a busybody. I like moving and things like that. And every time I sat down to watch TV, I saw calamity that was going on in the world. I didn't see nothing positive, you know, that was being broadcast on TV. I didn't see nothing that I could, you know, even want to sit down and watch with my child. And so when I began to look at that, and I had it up before the Lord, because at first it was your source for inspirational news and entertainment. And then God took me on a shift, because everything that I do, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he shall direct your path. And I knew that it wasn't something that was of my own ability. I used to be in theater, and I used to, you know, I still sing and do acting and all of that stuff. But, you know, it was never my passion to go into media, you know. And so when God put me in this vein, it was like uncharted territory, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had to put God in the front of it, in the middle of it, and at the end, because I was going to be lost, period. You know, it was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And God began to give me quality mentors, you know, that helped me along the way, like Wanda Adams and Dion Williams. And they just began to, you know, just tell me different things about media, you know.
That's
and
precious.
But when I began to start seeing so much calamity in the world, I said, God, where's the positive things that I can show my child, you know, that there's people out here that's doing something, provoking change, doing this and doing that. And he said, well, where there's no integrity, you bring integrity back to it. And since it was media, we said bringing integrity back to media. So that's something that God has given me. And it's not slapping nobody in the face. It's already been out here.
Right.
It's all about us coming together and continuing the legacy of Inspirational Media, because somebody said that to me. I said, see, that's where the negativity come in. You know, when we all can come on one accord, that's when unity can take place,
that's
when the bond of peace can take place, and that's how change can take place, when we all come together and do
it
together. And so that's what it's all about.
You are absolutely right. And family, we are hanging out with Lutonia M. Lang of IndustryBuzz.com, and we are also hanging out with the math lady, Sandra Carter of Math1on1.net. You know, Sandra, one of the things that Lutonia just said, which was so precious, she also said, when you begin to maximize the positive things, the negative things will minimize.
Yes.
And Sandra, one of the things you said was there is nothing to fear about math but fear itself, because, you know, fear is what's going to inhibit you and prevent you and make you look at something bigger than what it is. It's really not that that big. But you said that your father taught you that a house with no foundation cannot stand.
That's
and when
true.
You came to math, you said the arithmetic is really the foundation to math, which is going to help to eradicate that fear in people. So break that down for us, with the arithmetic being the foundation, because that, you know, that's real passionate to me, that you got foundation in math. I mean, that's precious.
It is. Arithmetic is the foundation, followed by algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and calculus. But there's a lot of things that people think that are not really true. They often call algebra the new math, and there's really nothing new about algebra. It's over 3,000 years old.
A lot
of people don't realize that algebra was invented by the Egyptians, then improved by the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Hindus, the Arabs, and then the Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we invented math, so we have no reason to fear it at all.
You should be knowing. We should know this like the back of our hand. And you're right. That's not the first time I've heard algebra being the whole new age thing. And I was like, well, I don't like this new age. But, you know, now that you break it down to me, you're saying, you know, to tell me that and to educate. And that's what we do here on Manifested Vision, is to enlighten, which means to educate people and then to empower them with the knowledge that they need to go forth and do some things. And you are empowering many people coming up in September and October. Give us a little synopsis of what you're going to be doing on September and October, because the 18th you have something for the 4th and 10th graders, and then on the October 16th you have a straight boot camp, an SAT boot camp. So give us a short synopsis of both of the workshops that you'll be doing.
Certainly. We're going to have a fun, interactive math workshop for kids September 18th at the Centerville Community Center at 3025 Bethany Church Road in Snellville, Georgia, from 1 to 2 p.m. Our audience is 4th through 10th graders. We're going to show them that math is not as hard as they think it is. We're going to use realistic examples with things that they're interested in, such as sports and shopping. We want to make sure that we have their attention before we start teaching them math.
Right.
And also, very important, get attention first, teach second. Secondly, on October 16th, which is also a Saturday, from 12:30 to 6:30, we're going to focus on our 11th and 12th grade students who are getting ready to take the SAT by having a math boot camp. We're going to have a six-hour comprehensive math SAT skills boot camp. We're going to teach them math concepts and also test-taking strategies, because you can't really approach the SAT like you'd approach the regular math test. There are certain strategies and tricks that you have to have in mind when you take this test. We're going to teach them all about that. And every student who attends either of these workshops is going to get an autographed copy of my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math.
That is powerful. And, you know, that book, first of all, you guys have got to, when you log on to Math Number One on number1.net, you should really go and look at the book. The cover of the book is so pleasing to the eye. It's very appealing to the eye, especially for the kids. It doesn't look like a typical math book. It really doesn't. You guys, if you have a computer, log on now to www.math1on1.net, and then you'll see the cover. The cover doesn't even look like a math book, so that already draws the attention of your population, your age group that you're focusing on. And I want to tell you that your book has been out for about, what, about a year or so, a little more than a year?
3 years, October 2nd, 2007, on my birthday, actually.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
That was
we
a
have
coincidence.
Got the birthday shout out. Look, Latonya, you a singer. Go on and sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear math lady. Happy birthday to you.
Well, come on now. We're just going to do some serenades and whatnot here. So the How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math book has been out for 3 years. Now let's get down to what Manifested Vision is truly about, when we're trying to empower people to cast vision and to break unproductive cycles and to strive for total success. This is all beautiful because when you're in the midst of it, it's great. But, however, you come across some times where things are a little difficult. So come back with me, Sandra. Tell me, in your journey, on your walk, besides the workshops, the tutoring, because anybody wants free help. You know, anybody will take free help. Right, Latonya? Anybody will take free help.
I know that's right. Sometimes it's hard to get people free because they think it's a catch to it. But
exactly.
It really lets
you can't,
know
sometimes
that
you can't
it's
even
free.
Give it away.
Right.
You're right. So take us back, Sandra, on your journey, and tell us about your journey to, as you were writing. Writing was the easy part for anyone because it's your passion, it's your heart. But tell us about how the journey was when you now constructed the book, you published a book, and now it's out there. And tell me about the experience that you had with that and any challenges, fears, things like that, things that you had to overcome.
It was definitely an interesting journey. I had maybe 4 years prior, I had no thought about writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a missionary trip with my church to help with the cleanup after Katrina because I am a native of South Louisiana. And while I was there, it was just very moving and touching to see a place that I called my second home just all torn up. Back in 2006, it was still in pretty bad shape. So as I was there, I was just mentally writing down everything I saw. And during that experience, it seemed like the right part of my brain woke up and became more active, which is the creative part, as you know, because
right.
The left part is the technical part that I usually spend most of my time on as I
right.
do my career. Mm-hmm. And that made me just start writing, and I just enjoyed writing. My mother suggested I write a book about all the places that I've traveled, but it just seemed more fitting to write a book for the kids that I tutor, so they would have a permanent record with me, because quite often if I'm away from them too long, they'll forget.
Yes.
And have to teach the same thing over and over again, but they have something to keep with them as they go to college, and eventually they'll be parents themselves and helping their own kids.
Right.
But definitely
wow.
It's been an interesting journey. The marketing aspect is something I basically learned as I went. I had to learn about social media, had to learn about
right.
Blog Talk Radio,
right.
had to learn about Facebook, fan pages, building websites, using email to promote. It's definitely been a stretch to enlarge my territory on all levels.
I can imagine. I feel your pain. I truly, truly feel your pain because, as I say all the time, I didn't ask for this. God called me to this, so therefore I have to do it according to his instructions and not mine, because I didn't come to life thinking, well, this is what I was going to do. If you can think back to the most challenging part of what you do, where you were at the brink of almost saying, you know something, I don't even think I should be doing this. Maybe I
thought about that. Because to be honest with you, my degrees are in computer science. I have a bachelor's and a master's in computer science and a minor in math. That has nothing to do with writing a book. I'm thinking,
right.
What am I doing? This
mm-hmm.
has nothing to do with my education. It has nothing to do with my training. But it doesn't matter about what your education is. It matters about what your passion is. It matters about
yeah.
where your heart is. And
mm-hmm.
people will see that.
Mm-hmm.
When I meet people and I tell them about it, people see that I'm passionate about it, and they're interested to look at it, investigate it, and
mm-hmm.
quite a few people have bought it.
Of course. And
they
yes,
found it to be helpful.
Have. Yes. Now, have you had any disappointments from, or, you know, just shocking disappointments from close family, friends, or have all of your close family and friends been pretty supportive of your endeavors, your book and what you're doing, the workshops, anything like that? Have you had a supportive group of family and friends?
The people that I hold close to me are pretty supportive. Of course, there are always people who – this is one thing I've just had to understand, that a lot of people are not necessarily rejecting me if they don't really know me. I think they're just rejecting the concept of their fear of math, and they don't want to investigate the math. It's not like I hate you, Sandra. I don't even know you, but it's a matter of the fear that they are rejecting, and I had to make sure that I understood that.
Yes, that's good. Very good. Very good. Well, Latonya, you've been you've had your fair share of traveling in your endeavors and doing what God's been called you, has called you to do. I think you pretty much jumped into the scene way back in what, 03, 04?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you all the way down in 2010. Now, I know you had some journey challenges. Tell me, go way back to 2004 for me, and take that journey with me, and tell our family what was that like for you when you launched JCMG, and you said, "I'm going to do this." Tell me about your first experience with. I think what you're doing is stupid, Latonya. That's crazy. Tell me your first experience when you with that. Like, how did that feel? How'd you deal with it? What made you press on? Because you obviously had to press on because it's 2010.
Well, I think that my family, you know, and me looking at my little boy, and me believing that God has called me for a purpose has allowed me to be here at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Me getting in my word, building a personal relationship with God, you know, that has really allowed me to get to this point. Because I recognize that I can't do nothing without him anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everything that I am, everything, you know, being a mother and then being, you know, someone that employs people, you know, someone that, you know, does everything that I do, I have to know God for myself. And it was so many times where even recently I was telling Mama Wanda, you know, I said, you know, I was thinking about, well, why don't I sell Industry Buzz, you know, and this, that, and the other. And I had told my parents and what my ideas was, and my mom looked at me and she said, "Girl, shut up." She said, "Girl, shut up. When God calls you, he qualifies you."
That's it. No matter
what people may say, no matter what people may think, you know, sometimes you look at the money and you're like, "Okay, God, this is your vision. You said that you'll provide for it. Where's the money at?" You know, you know, and he, you know, you have all of those nights sometimes where you just like, okay, you know. But one statement that my pastor has made, Pastor Jeffrey M. Lang from my church, Rhema Word of Life, he told me, he said, "I will keep God as a focus. I will keep moving. I will use the word as application, and everything will line up." And that statement that he made to us in church has allowed me to keep moving, keep God as a focus, use God's word as an application, and everything will line up. Because when I put the word on it, when you put the word on it, that's what's going to stand. That's what's going to last. You can pray all day, you know, Hikmah Shandas and all of that. But when you speak the word, he said he haste to perform his word. So I begin to put the word on all the visions that God has given me and everything that he's given me to do, even as a mother, you know, because you got to have balance. You know, I can't be out here helping other people, young folks, and my son is at home and he doesn't have what he needs. So God began to show me how to be able to work his vision. And I begin to write it down, and sometimes, yeah, I be like, "Shucks, I can go back to corporate and be making over $100,000, you know." And you get people, and they try to pimp you. And my mom told me, she said, "Don't allow nobody to pimp the gifts that God has given you."
That's it. Come on.
And you have to understand the gifts that God has given you. Once you understand the power that God has given you, the authority, the dominion that God has given you, can't nobody else duplicate what God has given you, because
that's
we're all
it.
Individuals. If he wanted us to all be alike, he would have made us all alike.
Sure.
But
what's
God
that?
Has allowed us all to have a vision, and he has allowed us all to operate in the body of Christ if we just, you know, work together. So it has been so many times where I said, "Okay, God, what is it that you want for me at this point?" Because I love to see progression. I've never had a problem with money, and I'm not going to have a problem with money. You know, and I begin to watch what I said out of my mouth, and I remember going back to God and saying, "God, please forgive me for what I spoke. Please forgive me." you know, and I began to speak increase on it, speak this and speak that, and whatever God told me to do, I did it because, you know, you can't tell somebody to go and wash up, you know, a little baby, go to the bathroom and wash up, and they don't know how to wash themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to show them how to do it, you know, and then as they grow, they'll be able to wash themselves properly. So God began to use those minor turns with me looking at my son and doing things for my son, and he began to use turn those things back on me. Like, look, I done showed you how to make this vision plain. It says, according to Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain.
Upon
table that he that read it, you know. So I began to just apply the principles of the word, and I continue to grow in that. You know, and God has just been renewing me, rebuilding me, and restoring me. Because, you know, you have those growth spurts, you know, and those down times. And God, he just yokes you up, you know, so that you can continue the vision that God has given. But whomever he is called, he has qualified. Can't no degree, you know, do it. Can't nothing else do it. You know, people can come up out of the gutter and don't have no degree, but they are reaching the masses because God has qualified them to do
it.
So.
He has called them to do the things that he's called them to do. Family, we're hanging out with Lutonia Lang of Industry Buzz and Sandra Carter, the math lady of Math 1-on-1. And, you know, I want to say that as we're going along and as you continue to go along, keep in mind that as God has called you to do these things, he's going to, like you said, he's going to equip you for each and every milestone, each and every journey. And I know that your success is yours, and like you said, what's yours is yours, and it cannot be taken away. But one thing I would love for you both to do, Sandra, if you can just go ahead real quick and just tell, give us your what you want to tell or what is it that you want people to take away from when they encounter you, you as a whole person that includes everything, not only as the math lady, but also as Sandra Carter and your passions that you bring. What is it that you want people to take away from you, those that encounter you?
That there's nothing that you can do by yourself,
mm-hmm.
that you definitely have to be open to other people, be open to what they have to offer, open to their gifts. I can't do anything alone.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, with these workshops that are going to go on this fall, we're fortunate to have generous sponsors who are helping us to allow kids to attend these events at no charge.
That
people
is
such
awesome.
As Mrs. Roseanne Carter, Celine Sensations, a gourmet bakery who do excellent reduced carbohydrate desserts, and on-site computer repair. They handle all of your computer needs from virus removal, home networking, hardware, software, regardless. So always be open to the different people who are out there to help. And if there are any other sponsoring individuals or businesses who would like to have kids attend this workshop for free, we'd be more than happy to work with you. So always be open to help in other people's gifts is what I would suggest.
Awesome. Give us your contact information, those that want to reach out to you. Give them the website again and give them your contact information.
The website is www.math1on1.net. That's math as in mathematics, M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, dot N-E-T. Or email is math1on1@bellsouth.net.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Lutonia,
yes.
What is it that you want people to take away from you as a whole person, including everything, every part of you that's who you become now? I love that song by Mary, when they say that you made me what I am. You know that song I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You took, oh, gosh, help me out. You
took
everything that
I
was
mm-hmm.
and made me what I am. Is that how it is?
Yes.
I love that song. I mean, that thing blesses my spirit. Tell me, what is it that you want people to take away from you as a whole, the you now?
I want people to know that God can rebuild, he can renew, and he can restore spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, collectively. He can do it. If you look at my life, you'll see it, you know, that God can do it. All you have to do is make yourself available to him. And when you make yourself available to him, He'll take everything that you was and make you into the man and the woman that he wants you to be. And that's the best place to be, because when you're following in God's will and God's plan for your life, not trying to be like nobody else, not trying to be like, you know, this radio personality or this other math lady or, you know, whatever the case could be, but know who you are. When you know who you are, can't nobody ever take that away from you. And I just want to inspire people and provoke change in their lives to let them know that, you know, God cares, even about the smallest things. He cares about you. And when I love on people, I give them a hug, you know, and I want them to know that, you know, when I'm hugging you, I'm not just hugging you, but I'm hugging your spirit man and letting you know that God loves you and it's from me to you. And that's what I want to continue to do. And everything that I do is just show God's love, you know, through the stories that we give, through the things that we do, even to inspire our youth. 2010 Buzz Off that we're doing on August the 21st, we're showing the kids, you know, we can't just tell them how to do something. We got to show them, and we're showing them how they can restore their communities just by coming together. So I'm excited about that and being able to show people through my lifestyle what it's all about.
Give us that date again. Give us the information and that date again, because I don't think I heard you very clearly.
No problem. It's our Inspire IU 2010 Buzz Off is coming up on August the 21st. For more information, they can go to www.industrybuzzwith3z's.com. And if you want to be a part of the online audition, you can just set up a profile, post your music, your videos up, and we're looking to highlight you on our 2010 Buzz Off. So we combine with a lot of people. We combine with a church, Raymond Word of Life Development Ministry, that has been with us for 7 years and doing these events. And 3 years ago when Industry Buzz was started, we combined with them with the Buzz Off for the young people. So we definitely doing that. And so they can go to industrybuzzwith3z's.com for more information. It'll have up IOY 2010 Buzz Off.
Wonderful. And family, that is August 21st. Industry Buzz will be having their – now, this is an annual event, is it not?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Every year, last year, Essence, BET, and Sean Combs from I Want to Work for Diddy and P. Diddy, y'all know him. He came, he sent some people out, and we had Tia Dansler, celebrity makeup artist, the President Barack Obama, and Jennifer Hudson, and so many more. She came out, Michael Manson, and it was just a fun event. I have two magazines, a teen magazine, Industry Buzz, the letter N, and then Industry Buzz with 3Z's.com. And we just separated the two and show the young people how they can not be fighting at each other, not be cussing at each other, have explicit outfits on in order for their voices to be heard.
You're absolutely right.
We show them how to do it, you know, but do it with integrity. Because if you show these people how to treat you in the industry, if you talk about industry buzz, then you'll definitely get the industry buzzing.
That's it. I love that. And that is Inspire Our Youth. That is August 21st. You can find the information on www.industrybuzzwith3z's.com. You can also find out about the math lady and get your kids on point with their math. That is www.math1on.net. Keep that in mind. Okay, listen, guys, I really appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight, sharing your experience and sharing a piece of you with our family here on Manifested Vision. And I just really appreciate you and thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing to network and to grow and to build with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
No, we appreciate you having us.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. I thank you very much. Family, that was Lutonia Lang and Sandra Carter. They are sharing a little piece of themselves with us. Make sure you can run on over. You still have time and about, maybe about 15, 20 minutes or so. Log on to industrybuzz.com. That's industrybuzz3z's.com, so you can catch Lutonia's show. She's going to share some information and wisdom and nuggets over there, and I love her show. I really enjoyed it. I had the privilege of being on her show, and I really enjoyed that. All right, family, what time is it? It is the business tip of the week. What am I telling you guys about? Don't be idle-handed in your business. Really manage your time and manage your productivity. Allow your workflow to master the ability to be inflow and outflow. You want to collect the data, comes into your brain, you need to take it off your brain and now process it and what you're supposed to do with it. I want you to now start organizing it into priorities of act on it now, act on it later, or put it in the trash and move on. Go over your tasks that have any loose ends and tie them up. And then I want you to act efficiently and effectively on those tasks. You need to retain some things, transfer, eliminate, or implement some things. I want you guys to focus on Ecclesiastes 8 and 16. That is the scripture of the week. Know that I love you guys, and I appreciate you so much. And I always want to tell you, be productive, be progressive, and be successful. I will see you next Thursday. God bless you, and I love you all.
You've been listening to Manifested Vision with your host, the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis-Bowen. We trust that you have found this program motivating and enlightening, as well as providing a roadmap for your journey to prosperity. We invite you to visit our website to learn more about Manifested Vision at www.visionarypeoplearise.com. Join us again for Manifested Vision with your host, Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis-Bowen, and may you be empowered to go after the desires of your heart.